Rockdale 4MAX, Fort Pierce, Florida. Born in Detroit in 1962.
FABOT listening. W8FU. KE8VSI. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. Just on my way to the clinic. Trying to figure out what's going on with me this morning. I've been in rough shape since I left breakfast the other day.
Okay. I take it it's a stomach issue then?
Yeah, correct. It's, I figured you don't give anything like that 48 hours, but, you know, when 48 hours comes and goes, then it's time to go figure out what's going on.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right. I hope it's something easy peasy.
We shall see. Anyhow, I just pulled up here. I probably shouldn't have bothered getting on the radio. I'm going to run inside and get to my appointment. W8FU.
All righty. Good luck. KE8BSI.
Hey, Greg, is that Arshon that needs attention?
Hey, Ken Wally, I missed that.
Quick question, I got to get out of here, NAQPP. I said, is that our Sean that needs attention?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Best of luck, Sean, NAQPP. You guys have a good day. I'll talk to you later. I'll be mobile here in about an hour or two.
All righty, KE8VSI.
KDAHAO.
KDP is mobile.
So am I.
Hey there. How was your past week?
Mine was busy, 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 and I get to work today.
Well, it was quiet yesterday morning, and then I went to Jackson to replace a battery in a device. Got that done. It was still quiet, and then something came up in Grand Rapids. I'm like, yeah, I'll take it. I'm only an hour and a half away, and it should only take a half hour to take care of it, and then I'll be out of there. I was sadly mistaken.
See what happens when you do the right thing. It always bites me in the butt, too. When you do the right thing, you think, yeah, this is easy peasy. I got the skill set. No problem. All I got to do is go over there, hit the reset button on the starter, and blah, 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 and then find out it smoked the starter. Stuff like that happens to me all the time. So, well, that's good. So, yeah, I think we tried talking history a little bit, but you were way out there. You were at the end of your rope.
Yeah. It usually... Well, what I found out when I got there, what happened was I replaced the two doorbells, is what we're calling that, doorbells, IP doorbells. And before I would call one or two specific people, tell them the serial numbers and stuff for these doorbells, and they go, okay, let's put them in there, blah, 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 upgrade or configure them for the site, blah, blah, blah. Okay, it should be done in like half an hour. And they called me back and said, okay, it's done, go try it. And I tried it, boom, done, worked. But they got rid of those two people in that department, and they outsourced it overseas. I didn't leave there. I got there at 5, it took me 20 minutes to replace both of them. got done me about 5:45, called them up, it's okay, they're ready to go, gave them the information. They said, okay, we'll call you back in a half hour. 6:30 rolls around, 6:40, they're not calling me back. I'm like, are they done? Oh, no, not yet, give it another 20 minutes. I'm like, really? I didn't get out of there until 7:30, almost 8 o'clock.
And then you still had to drive. So, lucky. Okay. Well, it sounds like, are you back to work today, or are you coasting for a little bit?
I'm cruising up to another account to meet up with the project manager so I can get some configuration data for some new card readers. They're special order, but you have to have the right format in them, or they won't work for this location. This location is specific to all their sites throughout the world. So I'm going to go up and deal with that. After that, we'll see where it goes from there. Yeah, I left at 7:30. I said, I'm done. I mean, they were on the phone with me, you guys, on a Zoom call or on a Teams call. And I'm like, nope, I'm done. You guys can't figure it out. You need to call the product support people and figure out what you did wrong because my part's done here. See you later. And I walked out. The guy actually called me back 15 minutes later and said, are you still on the site? I said, no. It's meant. I'm not there.
Not very good. Well, I'm on my final approach, heading to the office, buzzing down Radiance Drive, so you know where I'm at, and I'm going to go to work, and I'm going to do something today productive. Oh, and I see we got all sorts of concrete trucks at our place, which is nice. Maybe we can get some of our stuff done, get our parking lot fixed up and things of that nature.
Well, that sounds like fun. I dropped off some cheesecake cupcakes and some cookies and what we call holiday crack. It's white chocolate mixed with Cheerios and Wheat Chex and pretzels and almonds. Dropped that off to a co-worker who's also, you know, my best friend. So dropped that off, and then I blocked his driveway. His plumber couldn't get in, so I had fun going down a dirt road with my little park cart.
Oh, very good. Get a chance to play with the XPR yet, or you've been too busy?
My head has been hidden in the depths of my rectum with work, so I'm going to try to get those pieces ordered today so I can fiddle around with it.
No, it's no hurry. I was just interested in the audio quality. You still sounded the same, so I figured that you were still on the same stuff. So, no worries. I am in no hurry, dude. Not at all. I was more interested in the techie aspect of it than the other aspect of it, too. So, they do make a really cool microphone for that thing, and if you hunt around, I'll show you if you want a DTMF mic. They do make a real good one if you decide you like it, but I'm sorry about whether or not it fits your needs. So I really don't care either way. It's not a money thing. It's just I like to make other hams happy. So other than that, not too much. I'm going to go into work and let them know that, hey, I still work here. So who knows? Maybe this will be the year that I wind down.
I make your hands happy, and the next thing you know, you try to make everybody else's hands happy, and I get no credit. Good morning, gentlemen. W8RCY.
We knew that voice.
Well, like I said, I mean, you know, I even threw in my call sign, so that even helps. So, you know, that's why you know the voice. Anyway, good morning, gentlemen. Happy Friday. It's Friday. I know some of you have to work, some of us don't. Girlfriend has to work, so I'm like all alone here. And I don't have any of the goodies that Cujo's passing around, so I'm really messed up here. And I got cold pizza, so I'm good for breakfast. Catch you all later. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. WERCY.
Go ahead, Tom, NAKPP.
I'm going to get a little bit cranky here on, what am I, Armada Center TV. But, yeah, if I had, five more time, I can always, make more cheesecake cupcakes, drop them off with, Wally, and then people can, visit. How's that go? It'd be kind of hard for me to drive all over the place. And yes, can't be, but looking me up here, right here and there and everywhere, does not make the wife happy because it means I'm on the radio more and less with her.
I got the same thing, but oh well. I told her she could talk on GMRS. I says, once we got hitched, I says, you don't need a license, you just use mine. I even showed her how, and I might as well showed her how to cut the grass, because she could care less. All right, everyone. You guys all have a good day. I'm going into office. Maybe I can find a reason to get out of office and go visit a customer, and while I drive, I can talk. So everyone be good. Don, Tom, and Wally, and AKPP out.
AKPP to be RCY 73 from KAC AJO.
WARCY, heading for the cold pizza for breakfast.
I have cold pizza too, from the Doghouse Tavern.
W8FU. Well, are you going to live or are you going to be under the weather for a few more days?
Waiting on the results of one more test, but otherwise, clean bill of health, man. Everything is just perfect. And, you know, it doesn't explain why I'm just going to come right out and say it. Well, I'm crapping my brains out. So they gave me all these instructions. Eat this, don't eat that, do this, don't do that. Like, really? 5 days? But I don't know.
Sounds like something you ate just didn't agree. I mean, not like food poisoning, but, you know, you are... You know, you're saying one thing, and it's not like you're throwing up or anything. So, yeah, just bad chemistry there. Got into your GI tract, and that's about it. I've had that happen to me, but not 5 days, and I was never really put on a special diet. I just drank a lot of water. W8RCY for identification. And also, if you're not feeling well in the morning, just give me a call and let me know. I'll still show up for breakfast. It's going to be a nice day. I might just walk up there.
Yeah, the thing is, I feel fine, and everything tests negative. You know, there's nothing going on. I've got nothing else going on. I'll probably go just get something bland. But, yeah, something's got me boogered up in the GI tract, so I don't know what. Not making it convenient, but that's not far from home. I'll let you know if that changes at all. I'm going to take some measures today. Try to eat some productive foods, or I should say non-productive.
Okay, I'll copy that. You know, just either let me know tonight or first thing tomorrow morning. And like I say, it's supposed to be nice tomorrow in the 50s, and I guess they took away the chance for rain. And if it rains, I can always take a Uber or something to get up there. But anywho, all right, just, you know, being posted, and hopefully, you know, just rest up today and do the things they're telling you to do, and hopefully your presence will be welcomed in the morning.
Yeah, I guess we'll see, but okay, I will definitely keep you posted. You know, like I said, I feel fine except for needing to be near home, so to speak. All right, I got to make a stop here at the grocery store, pick up some things that are supposed to help me along. I need bananas. Bananas and some other odds and ends. Go figure, Metamucil. What the hell's up with that? All right, I'll be back. W8FU.
Copy all that. We'll be monitoring throughout the day. Probably not talking much.
Joe's working now until the end of the month, and so, yeah. End of the month reports, end of the year reports. So, yeah, I'm just kind of hunkered down here. So, you take care. Your health is more important than anything, so catch up with you later. WPRCY. N1KRD.
KFABOT mobile and listening.
Oh, there. This is ABFK. Come on back.
How you doing today, ABFK? This is Eric, KFABOT, out of Holly. Just get out of work, finally, on a fabulous Friday and heading home.
Appreciate your excitement about getting out on a Friday night and a holiday weekend and heading home. And I think I got your call sign as KF8DOT. Is that correct, Eric?
Boy Oscar Tom.
Give me that instead of DOT, it must be something else. I got the Oscar Tom. What am I missing?
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Oscar Tango.
Hey there, Bravo Oscar Tango. Well, very good, Eric. So, where are you coming from? You say coming from work, and you're heading home. Tell me about it.
I work up at Great Lakes National Cemetery, the Veteran Cemetery just north of Holly, and just heading home, finally.
Interesting. I was, I'm a veteran. I thought about going up there and checking it out. We're looking for a cemetery plot ourselves, so one of these days, hopefully, we'll make it up there. Where's home, Eric?
Right here in Holly. Yeah, I'd, that's where I'll end up being placed one of these days. It's a pretty good benefit. I like free. But, yeah, if you ever come out there, stop up in the office and ask for me. I'm there most days. I do a lot of the outreach and training and explaining how the benefit works for veterans and their families. So, yeah, anytime you want to come out and visit, because I fell in love with the place the first time I stepped foot inside.
That's relatively new, if I remember correctly. How long has that been, when did it first open?
We've been open since, we started our burials in 2005. We're actually one of the fifth busiest national cemetery in the country. We do between 4,500 and 5,000 burials a year, and we'll be open probably for another 20, 30 years easily.
Definitely, yeah, would be better to make an appointment.
Nope, you can just stop up there. You can visit anytime you want, just, swing in through. It's really nice right now because they've got the wreaths out for Wreaths Across America. But, yeah, anytime you want to swing up, just let me know. We don't do any kind of pre-registration, anything like that, but I can go over all that with you. But, yeah, the only documentation you need for you or a spouse is just that DD-214. Just make sure you've got it somewhere safe, because everything we do is at that time of need when either the veteran or the spouse pass. Over.
The spouse can be married with the veteran, is that right?
Yes, sir. And there's no cost for the burial for the spouse either. And that also includes the headstone or marker, depending on if you want to be buried in ground or if you're cremated. You can be buried either in ground or in one of the columbarium walls.
Thing. Hmm. Well, so I would be dealing with you, or is that your primary responsibility in the office there, or you have other responsibilities?
That's one of mine. Pretty much anyone that answers the bell will easily answer the questions for you. But if I'm there, heck, ask for me, and I'll come up and introduce myself, because it's always good hearing, meeting other hams.
Be divine providence here, be on the radio, this is something that we have on our agenda to do here. I don't know how many more years I have, but I'll try and make the most of what I have, but I'll be turning 81 this coming year, so, I'll definitely, when are you going, are you off at the, for the rest of the week? Will you go back Monday or Tuesday, or you go back after New Year's?
I'll be back Monday. I generally work Monday through Friday. Office hours are technically 8 to 4:30, but we usually lock the door around like 4:20 or so. But yeah, anytime during the day, just come on up, and if I'm not there, somebody else will be, but I think I'm going to be there, for the next, all week I'm there next week. I don't think I have any appointments.
Going to run this by Sweet P, her name is Patricia. when we were CBers, we lived up in Troy up there, and I quickly gave her the handle Sweet P, Pretty Patricia Perkins. And anyway, a little story there. I could talk to her from Dearborn to Troy, but on my way home, I couldn't talk to her until I got in a subdivision, because everybody else would have talked to Sweet Pea. She had a great voice and radio presence, and had a great way. And she still does. She talks on the telephone very well. So anyway, okay, Eric, we're going to see you. I don't know if it'll be before New Year's or after right now. I expect it'll be after New Year's, probably maybe a week from today. How does that sound?
That sounds like an absolute pleasure to me. Like I said, I like meeting and talking to people. That's part of the reason I'm in the position I'm in out there. I've been there about 8 years and started out in the field actually doing burials and then moved into performing the services. And now I'm where I'm at. And I spent 26 years as a full-time cop. And I'll tell you what, since I've been there just about 8 years, and you hear people say that they love their job, but I love this job. I love being able to talk to people and work with the families and help them out.
I'm going to make a point to go up there probably later in the morning, maybe. I don't know if it'll be before noon or right after noon, but it'll be around the morning. You have access to a radio, or you probably don't while you're working. So anyway, I'll just plan on coming up there next week, next Friday, and see you and see what we do. We'll bring our sweeter half with us, and look forward to talking to you, Eric. Appreciate it. Glad to hear you shout out there, KF8BOT. How long have you had your license, by the way?
Actually, I just got my tech back in June and picked up my general ticket last month. And now trying to go, yeah. I'm studying for my extra, but, yeah, that is so far above my head. Yeah, it's going to be a few minutes on that one.
We'll look forward to working with you on your station and however else we can work with you. We are part of the Hazel Park Club, and I'm with the Mentor Committee, and it's our delight. We get our kicks by helping new hams get their station on the air and learning all they can, and we are an educational group. Because you're up at Holly, so it'd be a little bit of a trip for you to come down to Hazel Park. But there are other good groups around. But most in the ham community, regardless, we don't try to proselytize or anything. We just enjoy helping each other. So that's what I do. I make antennas and do whatever needs to be done to get people on the air. So we'll look forward to meeting you next week, Friday. I'm going to go up and put it on a calendar right now and talk to her about it, and we'll be in touch. Look forward to meeting you. KF8BOT, I'll be clear after you there, Eric.
I appreciate it. What was your call sign again now that I'm stopped and can actually write it down? And just so you know, I'm pretty sure I've got my cell number on my QRZ page. Feel free to give me a call beforehand.
Will do. My call sign is Alpha Delta 8 Foxtrot Kilo AD8FK. The name is Leonard. And we're down here in 13 Mile and Dequindre in Madison Heights. And I'll look up you're on QRZ, so we'll look you up and maybe make a note of your phone number there, Eric.
Hey, Leonard, it was a pleasure talking to you, and I am going to turn that radio on today. You have an amazing weekend. Please say hi to your wife for me, and I look forward to meeting you. But you take care of yourself. This is KF8BOT, and I am 73, sir.
Thank you.
KPP Mobile for about 5 minutes.
N-A-C-L-H. N-A-C-L-H is mobile and monitoring.
Friday.
So far, so good. What's up?
Rain is better than snow. I will take it.
I'm just sitting here trying to shake a bug. I've had a bug for the last week. It hasn't really had me down, but not made much fun of the festivities that I have. I think I might be turning the corner. I'm not sure.
What was that? You talking off and it sounded like you were cleaning your mic with a alcohol pad or something.
Yeah, I was. I was just rubbing it on my crotch.
Of all places. Yeah, let's see here. This week, what did I do Monday? I forgot where I went Monday. All I know is I spent 2.5 hours on a half-hour job yesterday in Grand Rapids. That was bullocks.
Well, you sure do get along. Sounds like you're all over the damn place.
Well, right now, over here in the southeast, it's kind of quiet, and we don't have that many techs out in Lansing or Grand Rapids or Battle Creek, stuff like that, so they get kind of built up, so I'll go out there and help them out. Boss sends me out there, I take care of the problem. Then I come back this side. Hey, it's overtime. When I hit 4:30, 5 o'clock, you know, I get off at 6:30, so I get a little bit of time, but I get travel time.
I assume this is on-call work, or is this just the day ran on? Yeah, this would be just, I've been off since last week, so, yeah, today's Friday, so this would just be the day ran past quitting time.
If I know about it in the morning, so I'll leave my house like 7-ish, the first hour of travel is free, I guess you could say, and then after that, it's travel time. But if I make it out there like at 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, and then I work till 5:30, 6 o'clock, whatever, and it takes me however long to come back, it's all overtime. I wrecked in like 12 hours. Yeah, last week, I think, or the week prior, I wrecked in like 15 hours of overtime.
Yep. I used to have a job that sent me all over. I didn't go quite that far. Ann Arbor, not much past downriver. Mostly in the Metro Detroit area, but a lot in Flint. Quite a bit of work in Flint. But it was all pretty much done within the regular workday. There wasn't much emergency, you know, after hours or anything like that. And, the current job has always had standby and overtime and all that. And it pays not only a standby amount, but it pays, it pays every minute you're actually out, portal to portal. So from the minute you leave your door to the minute you come back into your door when you're on call. So the on call could be lucrative, but don't get that anymore. So that was a thing of the past.
Yeah, one day I met up with a coworker at his house. He's like 5 minutes from my house. I met him at 7:15. And we zippity-doo-dahed to Battle Creek to a postal box place that wouldn't give us the part because our name wasn't on the box. Left there, went to Kalamazoo, took care of that, got them there, and then drove up to Lansing, went to the peanut store, and drove home. And the other day we went from Lansing down to Jackson, back up to Lansing, back home. And then yesterday I went to the office at like 9 o'clock, 9:30, something like that. Left there, went to, where did I go? Now I'm trying to figure out where I went. Oh, I went to Southfield at Northwestern and Losser. Then I went out to Wixom, got done with that, went to Jackson, got done with that, and then headed up to Grand Rapids and got there by like 4:45.
It takes me a while to reacclimate to that, but I wouldn't mind that occasionally. If I had to do it all the time, I'd probably get pretty tired of it, but occasionally I don't mind. I don't mind driving. I really do like driving and all that, so that would be fun. And when you got the radio, you know, makes it a little easier. I would, I don't know what your vehicle situation is. If you drive your vehicle and then get compensated, or do you have their vehicle? And if you have their vehicle, how, you know, is it really assigned to you, or you could do something with it? I'd put HF in my vehicle if I was going to travel that much. Well, I put HF in my vehicle anyhow, so it goes without saying, but never had one in the work vehicle unless it was mine. Because that could be fun. You can kill a lot of time doing that.
KKKGO. Yeah, this is a company vehicle assigned to me. My name is on it on the Element paperwork, I guess you can say. Or the vehicle information that's registered to the company, of course. One of those fleet things. So it's mine. I went through 3 tanks of gas in 2 days. I got my analog mobile here, my 2-meter 440. And, of course, I got the open spot, the LTE modem, and my DMR. So I get around.
Well, there you go. I'm sure the statewide one, the MI5 system, probably worked really well for you. Hold on a second here. I got a traffic situation. Okay, there we go. It wasn't a big situation. Just had to pay attention.
I'm just sitting on South Boulevard here over by Beaumont and Troy, doing my safety training on my phone, something I'm supposed to do before the end of the month. It's really easy because when you get the wrong answer, it says, no, it's the wrong answers, and you just keep going until you pick the right one.
Our work has been extremely pushy about reviewing policy. And, I mean, there must be hundreds, and every single, it seems like you just barely finished, you know, doing half a dozen, and they send you another half dozen. But all they are is, you know, you just got to bring up the PDF and then say you read it. You don't have to answer any questions. You don't have to do anything. You just have to, you know, but they make it, you have to bring it up, and then you have to scroll to the end of it to click continue, and you got to watch this stupid little video play with the company logo, and at the end of it you can click confirm, and then you get credit for reading it. And I seriously doubt anybody actually reads any but ones that are specifically of interest. Yet, you know, you look at dozens and dozens of them over and over, and they don't care, because all they want is legal coverage, you know, just so that if anything ever happens, they say, well, they agreed to the policy. Anyhow, I'm going to make that my last. I'm pulling up in the driveway with Chinese food, so I will listen out. Maybe catch you a little later. W8FU.
Oh, I had Chinese on Christmas Day, and it did not agree with me. I'll do it again, though. But go ahead, Ty. You enjoy your Chinese. I'll be around for a while. I still got an hour and a half worth of work left, so I'm going to pull up the laptop and check out some YouTube stuff. 73, W82 from KCKO.
All righty, have fun. WNFU. I thought I smelled something going down to Quincy that smelled really good when I had the door wall open for about 5 minutes. Oh, somebody must be feeling better. Enjoy Chinese. WERCY. No, I had the, they put me on a diet, like they said, you could eat chicken and lean proteins, or, you know, rice, lean proteins. They give you a pretty limited diet. So I said, well, chicken chow mein is probably, not chow mein, chicken chop suey is probably as lame as it gets. So I'm going there because I'm going to try it. We'll see.
Put the Chinese hot mustard on it. Give it some flavor.
Well, we'll see. All right, everybody, I'm here. Let me get a few.
Chow mein, WRCY, how's it going?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I had prime rib for Christmas. And there's no Friday night date night because my significant other is working to get the end of the month and end of the year paperwork done. So I ordered pizza yesterday, and when I order pizza, I order enough food for like four or five meals because I get a pizza, a sub, chicken wings, and I stretch it out for about four or five meals. And, yeah, Chinese, definitely, for as long as I can remember, has been a staple in my parents' house, my ex-wife's in my house, and now with me and my significant other. New Year's Eve stapling, and yeah, we get Chinese food either New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, and I don't know if a Chinese place that's, food place that's not open on New Year's Day, that's for sure.
Since I've been married, it was a staple on New Year's Eve when we went to my in-laws, or went to my wife's grandparents on both sides. We had Chinese on one or the other, and then it was always ham on Christmas Day. But did a little bit of change. Went to my son's new place, and we had ham and all the trimmings there, and then went to my mother-in-law's on Christmas Day, and we had Chinese. Sweet and sour chicken.
Well, in my history, I was once a meat cutter and in the meat cutting business for about 25 years of my life. And my father's heritage and things like that, I grew up on meat and potatoes, and the prime staple at Christmas was always prime rib. And after my dad died, we'd go to pretty well-known restaurant over on the east side, which is near my hometown of Pennsylvania, called Chop House there on Grossbeck, and we'd always order surf and turf, and I've not been there since 2019, last time pretty much the family got together before my mom started to slowly move on with her life and pass away a year ago, but the fact was, yeah, prime rib, Christmas, Chinese food, New Year's, and then Easter, obviously, was always ham. W-A-O-C-Y.
Prime rib sounds so good right now.
Well, my father taught me a lot of little things to do, you know, with him being... He had, what, 35 years in the meat cutting industry. I had close to 25. So I'd just go downtown to Eastern Market and I'd pick up a first three or a first four. I cracked the backbone myself, bone it by hand, and then I'd tie it all back together and then, you know, stick the thermometer in and shove it in the oven. But, yeah, there's a lot of things that I the little tricks of the trade that
you know, it just makes your life so much easier. And then at Thanksgiving, of course, obviously turkey. But now what I do is I go down to Eastern Market and I pick up two turkey breasts and I bone them out completely by hand, myself. And then we stuff them, natural bread stuffing, homemade, and tie it together so it's like a football. And then we put it on the rotisserie in the oven and do it that way. On a spit, and it turns out just absolutely unbelievable.
Now I'm hungry. We don't do a full turkey because nobody likes the dark meat except maybe me once in a while. Nobody eats turkey legs. So I'll get two large bone-in turkey breasts, and then I'll slow roast them for like, I got to put it like 325 in a roasting pan, cover it up, let it just sit there and just slow roast. Then I'll put it up and I'll baste it every so often with the juices, make my own gravy, make my own cranberry sauce. Stuffing, I haven't mastered that yet, so a stovetop is my go-to. But yours sounds pretty interesting. This year I got one of those tabletop Blackstone grills, so this is going to be an adventure.
Well, my late father-in-law and my late brother-in-law, my sister's former husband, he just died in June. They were both well-known in Eastern Market. As a matter of fact, my sister's deceased husband, Jeff, was working for Wolverine Packing, the lamb and veal division, and I'm not big on lamb and I'm not big on veal, but he was just well-known in the industry, and he learned a lot of tricks of the trade. And like I said, the stuff my father learned being old school taught me a lot. And always cooked that when you cooked outside, we always cooked on charcoal briquettes. We never used gas. And that's the only way I would ever barbecue to this day is with charcoal. I don't use gas or anything else. So call me old fashioned, call me old school. But I've got, like, since high school now, that's 50 years. I've got a lot of 50 years. I got 50 years of experience between my, from my dad and from my former brother-in-law, the tricks of the trade on how to, you know, properly prepare, season, and cook meats, chicken, you know, some seafood, so on and so forth. So it has come in handy.
So we just call you Chef Donald now? KUKTJ.
Well, living where I live now, I live in a senior citizen campus, and we can't do any barbecuing or anything like that off our balconies or patios or anything like that. They don't allow it. But before I got to where I am now, I would be grilling more than I'd be using a stove or an oven as much as humanly possible. I went through my stuff this past, about a year ago when I was doing spring cleaning, and I found I had seasoning mixes and things like that on my shelf that were expired almost as old as my daughters are. You know, of course I'm exaggerating, but yeah, I just don't do it like I used to. If I put the time in, you know, for 2, 3, 4 big meals a year, we have a big barbecue up in Forrester. For the Labor Day weekend, the last shindig of the summer. Yeah, I put in my time for that, but chef, no. It's just the little things I learned hand-me-down from those two people, fresh and up-to-date.
I just learned over time. Now, my son, that's all he watched when he grew up. Is, you know, on TV was all the cooking shows. What is it, Emeril Lagasse, and he used to be Multimario until that whole fiasco happened. What is the other one, Ramsay Gordon, or Gordon Ramsay and all those. He used to watch cooking shows all the time. And then I have a smoker, I got a propane smoker, and he got a certain set of chips, he bought this big, huge brisket, and he just went to town on it, and his first brisket ever was a success. And now that I got the Blackstone Grill, he's like, I'll be over.
W-8-R-C-Y. Yeah, that, again, it sounds like you both have the one up on me, because I never, nor did my father, or anybody that I ever knew growing up in the industry like I did, I never did smokers. I don't even know the first thing about them. Like I said, my father was old school, never really cooked on a barbecue. He worked on a, what they call, in the meat cutting industry, a liver bowl or something like that. It was, you know, it was cast iron, or it wasn't really cast iron, it was cast metal, and all the fresh livers were shipped that way, and this thing, and you could use it as a grill as well. And that's what my dad did. He filled it up with briquettes and put a makeshift grill on it that he got and fit over the top of it, and that's how we did everything. You know, hamburgers, hot dogs, ribs, you name it. It was all cooked that way on a Polish term known as a folia, which is a sort of like a wash tub, but this was a heavier-duty piece of metal that was used to ship liver in back in the meat-cutting days. So. Yeah, smokers, nope, you got, whoever's got a smoker and knows how to use it right, they're definitely one up on me.
Yeah, I got mine, what, 5 years ago, something like that, and I didn't use it until I got my house that I'm in now, and all I've cooked in it is ribs, but I think I'm going to try something different here, maybe put some chicken in there, smoke some chicken. It's basically like an outdoor oven, I guess, except smoke some chips in it with some water to keep the steam up and the heat up. Everything just gets slow cooked. Now, quite a few of my coworkers, they have the pellet smoker. They all have pellet smokers and timer smokers, and they do some really unique things with it. And it's a lot of the food looks really good.
Yeah, right around the corner from where I live here in Madison Heights. On 11 Mile Road here, there's a place called the Woodpile Barbecue, and just opened in within the last few years that I've been living here, and I've yet to try it. It's got great reviews. Everybody says great things about it, and I don't know, I should ask Sean if he's tried it, because he's been out this way longer than I have, and we're only a hop, skip, and a jump away from each other from where we live. But yeah, I mean, I've been out here for 11 years now, and I'm still discovering places, because cities like Madison Heights have such diverse food choices, and a lot of Vietnamese, a lot of Asian stuff, things like that, especially up and down John R. But yeah, like I said, though, that would be my only weakness, because I can do seafood pretty well, too, and yeah, smoking, whoever can do it, my hats are off. My hats off to them, and I give them all the applause and praise.
Oh, you must live around WATOY then.
Well, that's Hazel Park, but, yeah, I mean, I'm only, about a mile and a half from Hazel Park. I'm at 11 and a half in DeQuinder, and Hazel Park is 9. And it's Lincoln. I think Lincoln is the dividing line between Hazel Park and Madison Heights. But, I mean, I used to hang out in this area in the 80s because my ex-wife worked just down the street from where I live now. And, I mean, I'm familiar with the Madison Heights area along through the DeQuinder and John R. corridors. But I have more knowledge of places like Royal Oak because, you know, Royal Oak's a kind of a hip town. I mean, I'm originally from St. Clair Shores, and I grew up in the area of the 696 I-94 interchange, and watched, you know, 94 get built from 8 Mile out to Port Huron, and I watched the whole half cloverleaf of 696 be built, and so on and so forth. So, but I mean, I'm diverse with my palate, so to speak.
Yeah, I like to try new things. I've had goat before, and now I have pet goats, so I can't see that anymore, because I'm like, aw, you're so cute, wonder how your rib tastes, you know, but yeah, I know all that, my office is right there, 13 and a half at DeQuinder off of Whitcomb, now we're up in Auburn Hills, but I used to go down to Highland Park to where the old Model T factory was off of Victor. And it was a Coney Island. I used to hang out there all the time.
somebody want to jump in there? Go ahead. Okay, it doesn't sound like it. Yeah. Unfortunately, now coin islands are a dime a dozen and around almost every corner. We had one. I have one within walking distance and one about a half a mile from me when I moved here 11 years ago. And then COVID came around and both of them shut down and went away. One of them even delivered. I have a mobility issue, and I don't trust my legs when I drive too much because they basically go underneath me. And so I use things like Uber and stuff to get around. But, yeah, conies are just about everywhere now. I'll be downtown tomorrow afternoon all day, so I'll probably hit American and Lafayette for a good coney dog if I'm in the mood for it.
I like Lafayette over American. Lafayette is still the original. American, I think, got a little bit too commercialized. And there's another hole in the wall in the place over at the old Grand Trunk Railroad office building on Woodward, on the east side, I guess you can say. And that's called Woodward Coney Island. And they're pretty good, too. It's a little hole in the wall. They got good burgers, too.
Not to give away my age, but I remember as a child in my single digits, there was a place near the Sheen and Ferry Market, which is kind of like Eastern Market, but a smaller thing, in that area of Detroit. And there used to be a place called Tom's Lunch. And it was, you know, you walk up, grab a seat basically at the counter, and you sit on those little stools. And I remember my parents, after church on Sunday mornings, we would load up the family, go to Tom's Lunch, get a couple sacks of conies, and go cruising Belle Isle. yeah, but that was my first coney dog, and that was back in the days of my single digits. And I guess we're talking about food palates and taste. I grew up on coney dogs, White Castles, top hats, and what was the other thing my parents always got? There was something that we always did. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but I know there were four things in all. It'll come to me. But yeah. And people wonder, why, how can you eat those things like White Castles or conies all the time? Well, when you're born and raised on them, it's never a problem. If you just try to eat them now, you know, you're going to, like, have stomach problems. Maybe that's what happened to Sean. He had a bad coney or a bad White Castle. Maybe that's why he's not feeling well. But, yeah, for me, I've got, getting back to basically where we started about you having that black grill thing, I got a cast iron stomach.
Yeah, Sean's got that iron gut, too, with all that Thai and spicy food he likes. Yeah, no, I can't do that anymore. My stomach says, nope, 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 not again, nope, nope. And the doctor says, no, you can't do that anymore. And I'm probably 20 years younger than you.
Well, I turned 68 in September, so. And being on I just had my 50th high school reunion in September, so that gives it away, too. Do the simple math, but all right, well, pleasure talking to you. You have a good evening and a good rest of the weekend and so on and so forth. And, I'm going to be downtown most of tomorrow afternoon because I'm going to go see, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra East Tour twice. There's a 3 o'clock show and an 8 o'clock show. And I'm quite familiar with members of the band and everything, so, yep. That's where I'll be tomorrow, and right around the corner from Little Caesars is American and Lafayette, so we might grab a bite down there. I don't know what we're going to do. So, all right, have a great evening. As always, it's a pleasure. W8RCY.
73, have fun with that. I like TSO a lot. And I'm 55, by the way. So 73, enjoy your evening and your prime rib. And I'll catch you on the other side. KDO.
KFA, CSU, for radio check.
Station requesting a radio check. I heard you. Unfortunately, your audio is very weak. up my volume, and I didn't catch your call sign. But you're solid into the repeater from what I heard.
Hey, this is KF8DAG. Asking for radio check.
You're coming through just fine.
Thank you, KF8DAG.
W8RCY, we're clear.
W8RCY, W8AMN. You there, Donald?
Stand by, I'll check. Yep, I'm here.
Thought I'd chime in and say hello there. I haven't talked to you in a while, so haven't been able to catch you on the ham side of things. So just heard you there. Thought I'd say hello. Whiskey at Alpha Mike November. I'll be clear.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I've had my ham tickets since August, early August. I don't even remember the exact day. That's the second Saturday of the month is when I got it. I think it's the 10th. I don't remember. But I'm still on the other side, but I'm only on the Troy repeater now. I went back to my home base where I started with that frequency band back in 2020. So, I still monitor, but I'm just on the Troy. So I can still be found over there, WRCY565. Got the call sign similar because I'm old and I have short-term memory. You take care. W8RCY.
This is KD8MFR checking in.
Good evening. W8RCY.
Well, there, I'm looking for Craig, KF8DAG, with his new radio.
Hey Bruce, I'm here. KF8DAG.
Now we got a new crew to help out with the Blue Water Ramble.
Yeah, that was one of my ideas. It would help a lot with SAG if I'm not in cell range. KF8DAG.
Just to have cams working the Belle Isle New Year's Eve run. But they haven't used it anymore. The next one I think we're going to use for hams is on Gros Eel. That's going to be, or no, the Turkey Trot. Not Turkey Trot, Corktown Run. Corktown Run on St. Paddy's Day. So that'll be like the next one where we will have a ham radio crew.
Is that Lance Cruise Club, or who are you just doing it with? KF8DAG.
John Dudek, Tigger. John, he's the one who generally leads that crew. KD8MFR, I'm going to step aside for a few minutes. I got the timer went off in the microwave.
All right, have fun. KF8DAG.
KD8MFR monitoring.
SR, KD8FK.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, and Happy New Year back to you. I got your last part, MSR. I didn't get the first part. They Peter must have teared off or something. So this is Leonard over here in Madison Heights, 1300 Quinter, and this sounded good. Got good loud volume into the repeaters. So back to you.
Kilo Delta 8, Mike Foxtrot Romeo. Yeah, I have a base station. When I was Aero dual band antennas.
Doing a super job, KD8 MSR. Gotcha. Thanks for that. So what's your plans tonight, rest of the weekend?
Well, I'm a Duathon racer, which is a non-swimming triathlon and a triathlon club. We've got a, we're going to have an out run in Sinclair Shores tonight. And after the run, they're going to meet at Copper Hop in like 9 Mile in Jefferson.
Triathlon. That means you go in, you run into the water?
Yeah, the three parts. You there's a swim, there's a bike, and then there's a run. But the sprints are, they're shorter distances. I mean, the full Ironmans literally take all day. Then there's a half Ironman and Olympic distance, but...
You told me she participated in something like that out in Denver, where she rode and bicycled and ran and swam and shot and had several things she was doing. She worked, really trained for it and did, well, it was satisfying for her just to be in it, so got to commend her for it. And she's, my younger sister bred no spring chicken right now.
Yeah, what I do is something called a duathon. It's a run bike run, so you don't have to train for swimming. But even still, I came from cross country skiing and got into a road bike in the summer. And when I got into ham radio, working bike rides, including what was it called? Peach of a Ride and Blue Water Ramble and Hell of a Ride. They got me into wanting to know if I wanted to work the Detroit Marathon. And after doing that for 2 years, I decided I was going to try running because I did one 10K run a year. So that got me into basically competitive running. And then I found out there's something called a duathon where you only run and bike, and it's, well, I don't have to give up either one. So I got, that's kind of fun. And I'm 73, so I'm an age grouper. So I just run against people getting my age, but it's a lot of fun, and nobody's good at everything, and so there's a very, the camaraderie is really good.
Very good. They use ham radio spotters on your events like we do at the Turkey Trot. I participated in the Turkey Trot a couple of years ago, as well as spotters. Thank you.
I'm not at the triathlons, but they've been using, the average is like going over to commercial radios or so like that. In fact, yeah, I've been doing the Detroit Marathon since 2010 every year, and that includes a lot of, that is one of the very ham radios, one of the few jobs you can work as a volunteer and actually be in the race because you can carry an HT with you. So I did the half marathon, international one twice, the U.S. Half marathon once, and then there were 4 years in a row where I was on the relay team. So I was, my station was the relay where I started from, and then I finished working the relay where I transferred off.
Interesting. Well, got to commend you for keeping in shape and being a participant. Well, I guess you're going to have a busy weekend, busy time. I guess this is a time of year when a lot of people make themselves available for that. They're off work and or off school or whatever, so it makes it possible for them to participate. Well, very good. So I think you're over on the east side. This is Leonard, by the way. I'm AD8FK.
I'm at 10 Mile in Gratiot.
Key up, you gotta let the repeater catch up to you just for a second, because I think you said your name, but it got cut off there. So I'll try it again.
Yeah, I'm at 10 Mile in Gratiot.
Well, very good. Good to hear you give a shout out. These repeaters are neglected. So it's good to hear somebody on it, and glad I was able to come back to you. KDH, MSR, I'll wish you a good afternoon and say 7-3 to you right now. 88FK.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Mike Foxtrot Romeo, standing by.
AF8CBG, first time ham, looking for my first time contact. Just looking to see if I'm hitting that Mayville repeater.
This is KD8MFR, come back on that first time contact.
Hello, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8. Charlie Bravo Golf. Just wanted to see if my little HT was hitting that repeater. I've got a base station. I don't have a proper radio for it yet. I'll be getting that here hopefully in the next day or two, and then I can get a proper base station set up. But thank you for the response. I'm much appreciated.
Yeah, you're coming in really good. Yeah, this is probably learning if you took a class. They said that basically the radio is something that connects to a good antenna. And it sounds like you've got a good antenna.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that this little rig I got can hit the repeater. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Bravo Golf, clear on your final.
Clear. This is KD8MFR on standby.
KS8BOT listening.
KS8BOT, this is KS8CWB.
You have awesome signal there.
Thanks for getting in my radio.
I am really glad the programming worked on it.
It'll for sure be fun to play with.
Good copy. KF8BOT.